This is Sukanya Sarkar from 50/1A Purnodash Road at the residence of Pandit Anindo Banerjee.
I was quite fortunate to have acquaintances with two great instrument makers of perhaps not only India but also the world. One is Hemendra Chandra Sen, which was popularly known as Hemen Sen, and the other one is Hiren Roy, Hiren Babu. I still remember the very first day I went to Hemen. Actually, I didn't like music at all. When my mother used to practice, I used to mimic her and all these things, I used to disturb her. But suddenly one fine morning, I requested my parents that I would like to learn sarod. What happened, my choto mama, means my younger maternal uncle, he used to play sarod. He was a student of Radhika Mohan Maitro, but I never heard him playing. And I've seen his photograph. So somehow I knew the word, the name of the instrument sarod and all these things. So I requested them to learn, if you could teach me sarod and all these things. So my parents said, no, it's better you should go for tabla or sitar because they are much more easier instrument. But I was very stubborn and I said, no, I have to learn sarod. Actually, what happened, I used to pass this Hemen Sen's or Hemen Babu's shop beside Tirthamurti school opposite Deshpriya Park. And this metallic ball fitted to the neck of the sarod, which used to glitter in the evening, that attracted me a lot. When I went to Hemen shop, I was overwhelmed to see the instruments and all these things. But I was very young at that time, almost kid. They didn't have a small sarod of my size. So he said, oh, give me 1 month's time, I will make one sarod for you. So I got that sarod from Hemen Babu after 1 month, and he took 140 rupees, which was quite a lot at that time in the year 68. So he made a beautiful small instrument for me. So from that onwards, I started. At that time, I didn't visit him much, but I can say from 1970 onwards, in the middle part of 70 onwards, I used to visit him every day, almost every day. Even if I wouldn't visit one day, he used to call me and say, what happened, you didn't come, and all these things. There is one reason why he used to call me everything, because sometimes some customers of him used to come who couldn't speak Bengali or something. So he used to request me to talk on behalf of him, either in English or in Hindi, because he was not a literate man, but he was a great maker. And he was a very interesting person. He was very miser. In one point in time, because the miser was, because he struggled so much that money was a great thing to him. So actually, he miser in the sense, he was not very, he was a kind of spendthrift. I mean, he didn't want to spend unnecessarily or something, but his hospitality was good and all that. And at that time in Calcutta, probably in India, he was the highest charger in the instruments. And he used to charge a lot for repairing work. But his work was fantastic, extraordinary. He was a very different type. You can say he was almost a Ali Akbar Khan of instrument making. He was such a great person. And he was a very interesting person. I mean, yeah, he used to give galagali, lots of galagalis to everybody. I mean, even his workers, and even if he didn't like anything. And watching something, he could make that one. I remember one time one gentleman from a university from America came. They wanted to have some rare instruments made by him. They want to keep in their museum. And he took the order, and he made in 6 months or little more than 6 months time all some very rare instruments like rabab, sursingar, bean and all these things. Not bean, bean he didn't make, but some other instruments for them. And that too, just by seeing the photographs and all these things. He also made in shamisen or something that is called this Japanese instrument, just by seeing that instrument, exactly he made. So he was a great artist and musician. His temper was very hot always, but he was a nice man too. And so this is one. I remember he made a sarod for Amjad Ali Khan in 7 days. He played, Amjad Ali Khan played on that sarod in Rabindra Sadat in morning concert. So that too he did. Later on, later part of Ravi Shankar's life, he also made a sitar from him and gave jewelry. But he was a great instrument maker, one point, that is one thing. And then this Hiren Roy, he was just opposite of Hemen Babu. He was a very dignified person, he talked very less, and he was not very keen in selling his instrument. He could only sell instruments to those who really are very passionate about the instruments or play well. And so that he used to judge. He in the beginning used to refuse, no, I have no time, or I have lots of order to make. So he used to judge or examine taste the musicians, that how patient they are and how much passionate they are about the instruments and all these things. So that's why. But later on he used to make instruments for them. In this sense I will add another story. One point of time Nikhil Banerjee used to practice in his shop. In his shop there were two wooden almirahs where he used to keep his lots of instrument making things, and behind the almirahs there was some 2-3 feet space where Nikhil Banerjee used to come and practice after the shop was being closed and nothing. And his shop was one time his shop was closed on the Mondays, and Nikhil Banerjee or many other Vilayat Khan Sahib used to come to his shop on Mondays for Juwadi war. So one time I have seen Nikhil Banerjee having Juwadi. Then Hiren Roy, he knew sitar playing. He learned from Bimalakanta Rai Choudhury, another famous sitar player from Imdad Khani style, and he also learned from Pishino Annapurna Devi. So what did he do while making Juwadi? In order to check the tone or some sound, he with his left thumb played something on the sitar, which appealed to Nikhil Banerjee. And so when he took the sitar, he tried to play that one, but he couldn't. Then he asked Hirenda, how could you play like that with your left thumb, and I without pulling the mid I can play. So Hirenda didn't say, he just had a small laugh or something like that. But he was very dedicated, and I used to take my Sursingar for Juwadi. So he used to see it for some time. The instrument, whole instrument, this thing, that thing, used to tap here and there. Then with his file, he used to file for 10 seconds or 30 seconds, and the sound used to come. I mean, he could tell from the instrument what kind of Juwadi. That was imbibed by his son Amit Bachchu, who is in Japan. He used to do Vilayat Khan and Nikhil Banerjee sitar. In a very short period of time, he could make the Juwadi. So Hiren Babu had a very extraordinary talent in the Juwadi, apart from making instruments. And he used to talk very less. And so these two different kind of instrument makers I have seen. Other instrument makers I have seen, but these two mainly. And I have in the latter part of this gentleman, Murari Babu, Murari Odhikari of Kanailal Brothers, I used to visit his house in up north Calcutta in the Nandakumar Road in Boranagar area, when they sold their shop in opposite Rabindra Bharati University, the Kanailal shop, and moved to their own house. So they were the only last bean makers in Calcutta who used to make beanas, and before making beena they used to take their bath and all these things. So, and he could speak English, and he could explain everything, every part of the instruments, how it is being made, how it is to be assembled, because I had a knack of learning all these things. So that is the third instrument maker I know. So these are the small stories about the instrument makers.